Basically, radon is a cancer-causing natural radioactive gas that comes from the soil. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. And unfortunately, its presence in your home can pose a danger to your family's health. It's basically small amounts of uranium breaking down in the soil and getting inside your home.
Is there any way a person can tell if they've been exposed to radon? Are there any symptoms they should look out for?
You know, unfortunately, there really is only one symptom, one health effect from radon, and it's a bad one. It's lung cancer. And lung cancer is, as many of us know, a terrible, terrible disease. And oftentimes, when you're diagnosed, the cancer is fairly well advanced. So the best way to address radon and reduce your risk to radon is to avoid exposure in the first place.
And there's an easy way to avoid or mitigate that exposure. January is National Radon Awareness Month. How can people test their homes?
Yeah, that's right. January is Radon Action Month, and we picked winter because it's best to test your home in the colder months when your home is more likely to be closed up a little bit more. The first step, as you said, Matt, is to test. It's fast, it's easy, it's inexpensive. You can do it yourself. You can also hire a professional to do it, or go to your local home improvement store and find a kit for about $20-$25, and that typically includes the mail-in pouch, and they'll send you back your test results.
If someone detects radon in their home, what are the steps they can take to mitigate the effects of that dangerous gas?
The thing to do, Matt, is to fix it. There's really no safe level of radon. There can always be some amount of risk, and we recommend that people test their home or get it tested by a professional. And if it's above a certain level, we recommend that people fix their home. And this is best done with a qualified professional. You can contact your state government for assistance in this. Kentucky has a great radon program, or you can go on our website.
You've developed the Federal Radon Action Plan to help people make simple fixes to reduce exposure. How do they do that?
A lot of Americans, Matt, don't know that radon is a danger in their homes. Nearly 1 in 15 homes in America are high. They're above the action level that EPA has set. Not enough people know about this. Not enough people are taking action. So to meet this big challenge, especially for low-income Americans, leaders across the government joined together in this fight against radon and created what you referred to, the Federal Radon Action Plan. And that's a great plan. I encourage everyone to go on our website again and check it out. It contains some really great, meaningful commitments from various federal agencies to address radon, especially in lower-income communities.
You can find out how to get more information about Radon Awareness Month and the U.S. EPA Federal Action Plan on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Bill Long, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.